USA Radio News.
The U.S. Army is developing a vaccine to fight against COVID-19 and SARS origin variants, and a report shows the new treatment could be announced within weeks. Scientists at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research expect to announce the one-stop shot after nearly 2 years of research that began with the DNA sequencing of the COVID-19 virus in early 2020. Scientists now need to understand how the vaccine interacts with people who've already been vaccinated or previously had the virus. In related news, the Food and Drug Administration has authorized a new COVID-19 treatment from Pfizer. It's the first pill to treat the virus to become available. The pill, known as Paxlovid, is seen as a major step forward in the fight against the virus, with trials showing it reduced the risk of hospitalization or death by 89% in high-risk patients. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up disputes over the Biden administration's nationwide vaccine or testing COVID-19 mandate for large businesses. The court will also review a separate vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. Justices will hear oral arguments on January 7th in the two cases. The Webb Telescope launch has been delayed a day due to high winds.
Dangerously high winds will keep NASA's newest space telescope on the ground for at least an extra day, with the launch now targeted for Saturday, Christmas Day. The James Webb Space Telescope will launch from South America's northeastern coast aboard a European rocket. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NHL players will not attend the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, the league announced on Wednesday. The league said the decision hinged on the disruption in the regular season because of the rising number of COVID-19 cases throughout the NHL. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is extending an invitation across the aisle to Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, and McConnell is asking him to switch teams.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is asking AG Merrick Garland for help concerning the city's gun violence.
Detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities address gun violence.
Chicago's had more than 4,200 shooting victims this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.